Well, maybe you call horses to get them in from the paper.
Do you do what to them?
Call a horse to get them in from the paper.
Well, I have never had no horses. I did have a horse once. But I didn't have no pastor. I just had a barn down there. But I guess they always have a name. The horses and mules always have a name. They give them a name.
What would you say the horse could get him to go faster?
Get up. Get up.
What about to make him stop?
Yeah, you tell him to woo, he'll stop.
Okay. What about to back up?
Well, you tell some of the ones I've had, you tell them to back up. You use the word back up. They're back. Them is trained pretty well.
How do you call pigs to feed?
Piggy. You just call, you don't give them no name. I didn't give mine no name.
Yeah. How about chicken?
She called them my chicken. Chicky. They come a running. Once when you take any kind of animal and you can give him a name, or you can call him by his name, by the original name, if you feed him by it once or twice, you'll take that up as to be their name. I know when I was working in Birmingham in 1926, I believe it was, I worked with some millionaire people, and they had chicken, cat, dog. Didn't have no great big sight of them, just a few. But I get out there and I'd go to feed them. I was in my teens. I'd be pretty hateful. I'd get out there and go to feed them. I'd just whistle, and all of them would come. Every one of the chickens was up in the woods. If they thought they was going to be late, they'd fly to. The chicken, the dog, and all. I'd get out there and whistle for them, and they know about that. They always know about the time you don't feed them. They'll be listening for you. You make any kind of noise that you had made in feeding them, they will be there. Don't worry about them coming. They'll be there. Unless they're sick or something or other and they can't come. And quite natural, if they all don't come, then you'll go to look and see what, why did the certain one didn't come. Sometimes they'll be sick or dead or somebody be done got him for a meal. Either one of the two.
If you want to get horses ready to go somewhere, you say, I want to what?
Getting them ready to put the gear on him to go somewhere.
Okay, yeah.
You have to gear him up, put the gear on him.
When you're driving a horse, what are you holding in your hand?
Driving him to do what?
A horse, what are you holding in your hand?
Oh, you're holding the lines, the reins, either one you want to call it.
If you're plowing, what
are
all the things that you
got to use? Well, that's the fly lines is what the original wood to use.
What do you put your feet into when you're riding horseback?
Put your feet in the stirrups?
Mm-hmm.
If you got a saddle on it.
Okay, yeah. If you have two horses, the horse on the left is called what?
The horse on the left?
Uh-huh.
It'll be on the left side is all I know.
Well, if you're plowing with two mules, two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the front?
Now you got, and I tell you, you're out of my field and you're talking about plowing and going. It's been so long. But anyway, I don't know of anything you call them. I don't know no name for it.